You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Andrea Macko reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greene County Legislator William Lawrence, Republican from Cairo, says that if Greene County does not build a proposed new jail in Coxsackie, quote, the state corrections will most likely close our jail, end quote, in Catskill. The Catskill jail is 108 years old, and the new Coxsackie facility would cost an estimated $51,700,644. Quote, this would lead to a debt estimate of about $2,700,000 per year, less than the cost of boarding out prisoners, which would reduce it to about $1,750,000 per year and increase the cost per thousand of assessed value by 32 cents, or for a $100,000 home, an additional $31.75 per year, end quote, Lawrence said. The jail would be on 50 donated acres just south of the Coxsackie State Correctional Facility. A public hearing on the environmental impact of the jail proposal will be held at 6:15 p.m. October 19th, just before the meeting of the Greene County Legislature at 411 Main Street in Catskill. The New York State Police reported at their latest underage drinking sting, October 13th, they arrested clerks at three Greene County establishments for selling alcohol to minors. Employees at Captain Kids Inn, West Main Street in Catskill, Beer Universe, State Route 9W in Coxsackie, and Tops, State Route 32 in Greenville, sold alcohol to a minor as police monitored the sale. Clerks and bartenders at the following locations did not sell alcohol to the minor in the sting on October 13th. South Cairo Store, County Route 23B in Cairo, Stewart's at State Route 23 in Cairo, Blackthorn Resort, Sunside Road in Durham, Durham Valley Liquor Store at State Route 145 in Durham, Milk Run, State Route 145 in Durham, Cumberland Farm, State Route 81 in Greenville, County Square Wines and Liquors, State Route 32 in Greenville, Rite Aid, State Route 32 in Greenville, Stewart's on State Route 81 in Greenville, Tops and State Route 9W in Coxsackie, Bottle and Cork Discount Wine and Liquor, State Route 9W in Coxsackie, Stewart's, State Route 9W in Coxsackie, Extra Mart, State Route 9W in New Baltimore, 21B Sports Bar, State Route 9W in New Baltimore, Cumberland Farms, Mansion Street, Coxsackie, Cask and Rasher on Mansion Street in Coxsackie, Sunoco and Mansion Street in Coxsackie, Stewart's at State Route 385 in Athens, Valero, State Route 23 in Catskill, Sunoco, State Route 23 in Catskill, and Catskill Grocers on Main Street, again, are all establishments that did not sell alcohol to the minor in the sting. 3 weeks before the election, here are some comparisons between Republican John Faso and Democrat Zephyr Teachout, both competing to replace Chris Gibson in the 19th Congressional District. For the first issue listed on their website, for Faso, it is equal pay. Quote, I believe in equal pay for equal work, his first sentence says. For Teachout, it is jobs and the economy. Quote, Zephyr Teachout believes that the beating heart of the Hudson Valley and Catskills has always been independent businesses and small to mid-scale farms, says the first sentence under her issues. As for endorsements, Faso has been endorsed by the incumbent, Chris Gibson. Teachout has appeared in an advertisement with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and at a rally with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As for endorsing the party's presidential nominee, Faso on Trump, quote, said he still supports Donald Trump as the Republican nominee for president, but can't promise that will translate to a vote, end quote, for Trump. Teachout supports Clinton. And in the Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll released at the end of September, Faso led Teachout 43-42 with 15% undecided. Real Clear Politics predicts the election, quote, leans GOP. Audrey Matott reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville Town Councilperson Richard Baer reported at a recent town meeting that several residents along Route 81 have had their private wells tested and found sodium in their water. The story says, quote, there is currently no maximum allowable contaminant level for sodium in New York State, end quote. Greenville just started a 2,250-foot sewer extension along Route 81 and County Route 26A. And at the town meeting, Matott reports speculation about the source of the sodium included the road salt stored at the town highway garage on Route 26, or that the state DOT caused it, quote, maintaining Route 81 in the winter, end quote. While no solution or proposal was suggested in the story about the sodium problem, Town Supervisor Paul Macko outlined plans to expand the sewer project to include water lines and add many costs. A permissive referendum and a public hearing would be required for Macko's spending plan to happen. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.